Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Hey, welcome back to Try This from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn, here with our final class in this three-part course on making the most of our friendships. We've covered a lot so far, from assessing the state of our friendships to why we need to get out of our comfort zone. In this last class, we'll help you figure out what to do when a friendship goes wrong. We'll be hearing again from Washington Post advice columnist Carolyn Hacks and friendship coach Danielle Byard-Jackson. We wanted to tackle this subject because sometimes these snags can really blindside us. We don't expect them. But Carolyn says therein the expectation lies the rub.
Is there a common problem that readers come to you about when it comes to their friendships?
I think most friendship questions are fundamentally about a failure to understand your friend as somebody completely different from you. And you set your expectations based on how you feel or what you want from the friendship or what you've been taught a friendship is supposed to be. This person should do X. This person should do Y. Or am I wrong to expect Z? And the answer is, you're always wrong to expect something that isn't happening. Even if somebody's doing something or not doing something wrong, it is always your fault if you're expecting change from a place where no change is coming.
It's a spicy take.
It's a spicy take.
Is it just because the nature of expecting something is inherently flawed?
I think just the nature of sitting back and waiting for other people to solve your problems. Because if you're waiting for what should happen, you better be settled in for a long wait. Because it's not up to you how your friend treats you. You get to decide how you act with your friend. You get to decide whether you stay friends, but you don't get to decide what your friend provides you. You just don't.
Friendship coach Danielle Byard-Jackson also suggests that we may need to reconsider a certain baked-in friendship narrative.
I think we sometimes subscribe to this idea that friendship forms from this chemistry and it's just unspoken. I think we often overlook the fact that you are co-creating a friendship. We're always negotiating as friends what we want to do, what our frequency will look like in terms of check-ins, what support will look like. But if we remain steadfast in our belief that we can co-create friendships, they're malleable, then I think it would help us to experience a lot less disappointment.
I mean, let's face it. Most of us don't love confrontation. Sure, sometimes when a friend is doing something that's bothering us, we'll call attention to it right away and nip it in the bud. But many of us have been in those situations when the timing doesn't feel right or, for whatever reason, we keep quiet and let an issue marinate a little too long. But Danielle says just because conflict is uncomfortable, it doesn't mean it's bad.
I'll talk to people often who have an issue with their friend that is growing and they cannot bring themselves to say it. So having this fear that if I speak up for what I want, how might it change the dynamics? What are the risks involved? Will this person withdraw and how will it impact our friendship?
If the stakes feel high, it's because you care about this person and the relationship, which is all the more reason to lean into healthy conflict. Danielle breaks her approach down for us.
When it comes to having a hard conversation, you know, once your mindset's right and you've determined you're going to do this, you're going to lean in. The first thing I like to say is, you know, it always helps to open with vulnerability. And so one exercise I walk people through is I want you to think of the main reason you are reluctant to have this conversation and try letting that be your opening sentence. So it might look like, hey, so I've been wanting to, you know, talk to you about something I've been thinking about, but the last thing I want is for things to be weird between us, you know? So sometimes it helps to bring defenses down and it demonstrates our thoughtfulness and it opens the conversation with vulnerability. And then the next thing you're going to do is share facts. You know, I noticed that the last couple times we got together, you were running behind. Or I noticed that the last, you know, few times that we were all at the barbecue, you make jokes that kind of make me feel a little uncomfortable. And then the next thing I do is ask a question. I'm not going to assume. I'm not going to accuse. So it might be, you know, when you made those comments, I wasn't sure what to make of that. What did you mean? Or, you know, when you're late, I kind of don't know how to take it and I don't really know how to schedule around that. You know, what's going on? Because this shows it's a dialogue. And then after you guys talk it through, be firm about what it is you would like. And then maybe work collaboratively to figure out moving forward, what can we do differently?
So next time you want to have a difficult conversation with a friend, try Danielle's approach. Open with vulnerability. Share facts. Engage in a mutual dialogue by asking questions. And finally, be firm with what you'd like. Ultimately, a conflict could bring you closer because you're figuring it out together. But let's be real. Sometimes our attempts to repair relationships don't go so well. We'll get into what to do when that happens after the break.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Post advice columnist Carolyn Hacks has thoughts on what to do when things in a friendship just aren't getting better.
I do hear from people who are exhausted from constantly trying different things and making the effort and having none of it come back in any sort of satisfying way. And I'm completely sympathetic to that.
If trying to change things isn't working, you might find yourself asking, is it time to end this thing?
When do I go? When is too much suffering? When is the boring part the only part? You know, or when is the hard part the only part? And I think that's something that people struggle to navigate because they're also, they hear voices like me saying, you know, you have to sit through the hard parts because people are people. And so that can get into your head too. I think the phrase that has caused more suffering than any in the world is all relationships are work. And so people think, well, this is how it's going to be. I'm constantly working. It's like, no. It's going to be hard at times.
Right. But if it's constant.
Right.
And then it's just constantly depleting you.
Right. Is your relationship restorative or is it depleting? And if somebody just depletes you, then it's not going to work long run.
Okay. You've made the decision to call it quits. What do you do next? Do you let it fade out or have a proper breakup? I posed that question to Danielle. Here she is again.
A lot of our friendships do end through that mutual fade out. A lot of them. You spend less time together, you initiate a little less often, you both are kind of like, oh, the writing's on the wall. That happens a lot. But if you are in a situation where it's something where there's a gap, one person wants to maintain status quo, but the other person wants out, I believe there has to be some kind of formal conversation, just kind of out of respect and to put everybody on the same page. You know, it's an act of generosity for you both.
Breakups are hard. And there's no easy way to do it, but approaching it with respect and compassion is a good place to start.
If you are trying to have the conversation, I like to suggest that people focus on what it is you're going toward instead of listing this person's inadequacies, because at the end of the day, it's not even about that. And I see some people get caught up in, well, you did this last week, you did this, and I don't like the way you, And if you want to lean into that, go ahead. But just ask yourself, what would be the objective? Instead, I might say something like, hey, I've been thinking a lot about our friendship lately, and I really, really care about you, but I've been struggling with, you know, boundaries a little bit, and I've tried to voice my concerns a couple times, and I don't think it's working. And I think I gotta be in spaces where I feel a little more safe to be myself. And that means that I just can't invest in this friendship the same way. I try to be careful about using feelings language over therapy speak, which has grown increasingly popular. Mm. So personally, I would avoid phrases like, I don't have the capacity and I can't hold space for this anymore. Because when you go from being intimately involved to using this sterile HR language, it's incongruent to the relationship you formed and it can feel cold and even disrespectful. And so you are going to sit with the feelings of how uncomfortable it is, and you're going to tell them you're sorry, and you're going to be direct around what you can and can't do, and you're going to be compassionate, but you're also going to release a friendship that you no longer want to be a part of.
That's really great advice. I think what makes people hesitant to actually go forward and do that is they're worried about how the other person will react, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to somebody who's like, well, I'm worried about how they're going to respond to that?
I think it's a good thing that you are very concerned around how the other person feels. For those of us who are reluctant to do it, because like, I don't want to hurt them, because it's a sign, one, of how compassionate you are and how much you value the friendship. But that doesn't necessarily mean, so I stay in the friendship. So you should be concerned about being delicate and gentle with a person that you say you care about. Now, I think what we sometimes have to reconcile is, even if I do things the quote unquote right way, I don't have any control over their response. And doing things the right way doesn't guarantee me a smooth out. They are still entitled to their reaction, especially if they do feel blindsided. And so I think for a lot of us, it's difficult because we want to let a certain friendship go, but we also want to control our perception. And you cannot do both.
Danielle knows how difficult this is. In fact, she recently went through her own friend breakup and acknowledged how hard it is to accept that a friend might hold a grudge after a hard conversation.
I still have no idea what her story is to other people, but I can't control that. And so it's sad, but I also do feel both sad and relieved that it opens up space to position myself, to invite new connections in my life that feel a little more aligned.
Let's recap. Number one, keep your expectations in check. Recognize that your friends are different from you. Number two, know that you can fine-tune your relationships. If you want something, you have to do something about it. After all, you are a co-creator in this friendship. Number three, embrace the difficult conversations. Open with vulnerability, share facts, engage in a mutual dialogue by asking questions, and be firm with what you want. Number four, if you feel like you've done everything you could and your relationship is still depleting, it's okay to let the relationship go. And number five, if you need to have a friend breakup, do it with compassion. And remember, you can't control their reaction. Throughout this course, you've learned about how to assess your friendships through social fitness exercises, how to get yourself out of your comfort zone, and how to tackle the difficult parts of a relationship. I'm feeling pretty confident that you can head out right now and get more meaning out of your friendships. These relationships are important to your long-term happiness and health, and it's never too late to change your social universe for the better. If you want to hear more from Danielle Byard Jackson, you can find her on the Friend Forward podcast. And she has a book coming out in May called Fighting for Our Friendships. For more information on Dr. Bob Waldinger and the Harvard study of adult development, check out the link in our show notes. I highly recommend getting the book he wrote with his colleague and homie for life, Mark Schultz. It's called The Good Life. And you can always find advice columnist Carolyn Hacks over in my neck of the woods at WashingtonPost.com. If you learned from this show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And to support this kind of work, please subscribe to The Post. You can do that at washingtonpost.com/subscribe. And finally, if you have suggestions for what kinds of courses you'd love to hear, please send them our way at trythis@washpost.com. Try This is produced and hosted by me, Christina Quinn. Additional producing by Eliza Dennis. The show's editors are Allison Michaels and Kanya Krit von Kitkajorn. Additional editing by Renita Jablonski. Theme music, sound design, and mixing is by Katherine Anderson. Show art is by Kati Huertas, with design editing from Christian Font and Greg Manifold. Audrey Valbuena built our digital course page, which you can find at washingtonpost.com/trythis. Find our first audio course on how to get better sleep right here on the Try This feed. And we're cooking up our next course for you, so don't go too far.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.